Plata versus Brown. In Appendix A of the Supreme Court majority ruling on the case Plata versus Brown, there rest three pictures. Just a sampling of the 200 evidentiary images used in the case and subsequent appeals, these images may not have sunk into popular imagination, but have had an incredibly positive effect on untold numbers of prisoners and have helped achieve permanent structural change on the prison system. The 5-4 result in Plata v. Brown ruled that prison overcrowding had resulted in inadequate health care and preventable deaths. Therefore, every one of California's 160,000 inmates were in violation of their Eighth Amendment rights by receiving cruel and unusual punishment. California was ordered to reduce its prison population by 30,000. These were, and are, powerful pictures. The opposition complained that these images of overcrowded living quarters were overly emotive and did not have a place as evidence in the highest court of the land. Whether or not photographs can be considered as unbiased evidence is another question, however appropriate for this exhibit. The fact of the matter is these pictures, more than any other series of images in this gallery, have irrevocably advanced the rights of prisoners in America. Low resolution, low contrast, and aesthetically unpleasing, these images look different from the other photographs that adorn these gallery walls. No single photographer has claimed the pictures. They were provided to the Supreme Court case by the joint representation of the Prison Law Office and the San Francisco law firm Galvin & Grunfeld. These are litigation photographs, and in the words of Brooke, both, quote, anonymous and transformational, end quote. Another aspect of these photographs are blatantly anonymous, the prisoners themselves. Each face within the frame, which happens to be many as the photos supposedly demonstrate overcrowding, is blocked by a circle of pixelation. This censorship seems counterintuitive to the overall goal of this exhibit, to visualize the necessity for a prison system overhaul. For many of our photographers, one route to this visualization is depicting the humanity of the prisoners. If a photographer can generate empathy, then the audience may feel personally wronged by the state of prison conditions and structures. But the photographs that are provided here are strictly lacking in humanity, and protesters still claim them to be overly emotive. If we did see each of the faces in these images, I wonder if some of the power may have been lost on the Supreme Court justices. By being able to look past the people in these pictures, their personal histories, what brought them there, and what dwells on their mind, we can begin to see the number of bunk beds squeezed into a gymnasium. By being able to look beyond their faces, we can see the sheer number of bodies that inhabit the frame. While the question still stands on what makes an unbiased photograph, it is clear that an image's power does not depend on its aesthetic qualities, rather the vision it allows the viewer to tap into.